We're celebrating a decade of the Academic Minute this week with one segment from each year. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And on this segment from 2010, Patricia DiBartolo, Professor of Psychology at Smith College, informed us about the good and bad aspects of perfectionism.
Is it true that trying to be perfect is unhealthy for you? Perfectionism is defined as the setting of high standards paired with excessive concerns about failure. Over the past 20 years, psychologists have discovered that these two dimensions of perfectionism have a very different set of relationships to our health. First, there is the negative dimension of perfectionism. That is the part that is focused on worries about failure, often fueled by a pressure from others to be perfect. Psychologists find consistent and robust relationships between this particular aspect of perfectionism and all kinds of negative outcomes, including anxiety, depression, poorer physical health, and even mortality and thoughts of suicide. The second dimension of perfectionism, setting high goals for oneself, is often considered its more positive aspect. But is it? Achievement striving actually shows an inconsistent relationship with health, sometimes associating with better and sometimes worse outcomes. What makes achievement striving unhealthy is when people feel that their accomplishments are the sole measure of their worth. So is trying to be perfect unhealthy for you? Clearly, there are costs to pursuing perfection, but these costs are less likely for people who can keep a healthy sense of self when they are inevitably imperfect.
That was Patricia DiBartolo of Smith College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.